ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं स्मरामि। श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 5th चैप्टर 13 रहुगण कन्वर्सेस विद जड भरत। टेक्स्ट यस्यामि मे षण्णरदेवदस्सव सार्थं विलुम्पन्ति कुनाय कम्बलात् गोमायवो यत्र हरन्ति सार्थिकम् प्रमत्तमाविश्यथोरणं वृका। Institution and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O King Rahugana, in this forest of material existence, there are six very powerful plunderers. When the conditioned soul enters the forest to acquire some material gain, the six plunderers misguide him. Thus the conditioned merchant does not know how to spend his money, and it is taken away by these false plunderers. Like tigers, jackals and other ferocious animals in a forest that are ready to take away a lamb from the custody of its protector, the wife and children enter the heart of the merchant and plunder him in so many ways. Purport: in the forest, there are many plunderers, dacoits, jackals and tigers. The jackals are compared to one's wife and children. In the dead of night, jackals cry very loudly. And similarly, one's wife and children in this mortal world also cry like jackals. The children say, "Father, this is wanted. Give me this. I am your dear son." Or the wife says, "I am your dear wife. Please give me this. This is now needed." In this way, one is plundered by the thieves in the forest. Not knowing the aim of human life, one is constantly being misguided. The aim of life is Vishnu. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Everyone works very hard to earn money, but no one knows that his real self-interest is in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of spending money for advancement or advancing the Krishna consciousness movement, one spends his hard-earned money on clubs, brothels, liquor, slaughterhouses and so forth. Due to sinful activities, one becomes implicated in the process of transmigration and thus has to accept one body after another. Being thus absorbed in a distressed condition, one never attains happiness. Hare Krishna. So here we can see Jada Bharat, upon requested by King Rahugana to explain this mysterious yoga again, is now revealing the hard reality of this material existence. Here he seems to be quite blunt. Because King Rahugana, he had become quite submissive now, and he was ready to accept whatever message is coming from the lotus mouth of Jada Bharat. And this attitude of being submissive is very important, because in the previous verses Jada Bharat explained that to understand the path or ultimate perfection, or to achieve the ultimate perfection in spiritual life, there is only one way. One can try to understand something through his knowledge, through his intelligence. But unless one serves pure devotee of the Lord, it is not possible to achieve that ultimate perfection. It's a very important point he touches. And to serve the great devotees of the Lord is not an easy thing. Mat seva dwaram ahur vimuktis tamo dwaram yoshitam sangi sangam. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that mat sevam dwaram ahur vimuktis, that when one serves the pure devotees of the Lord, great devotees, mahatmas, what is the benefit? Dwaram ahur vimuktis. The doors of liberation are wide open for him. And to serve the instructions of such great personalities is not an easy thing. Because they know how much we are conditioned in this material world. And to give up these conditionings is not an easy thing. Spiritual master or the pure devotees of the Lord, they are liberated from all these material conditionings, all different types of anarthas, unwanted things. And therefore they can exactly see what is the problem with this person? Why he is suffering? Because of the attachments. One is not ready to give up these attachments so easily. Few days before, here in Mumbai, there was big flooding. And we heard some news that people were not ready to give up their attachments so easily. The water was coming in their house, and some old person, he had just retired, and all his savings, maybe some few lakhs of rupees, it was just going to be drained away. So he was not ready to give up that. His son is telling him, please come out now. But still, so ultimately, he decided to be there only, and just to save his father, relative, this person tied him by the rope to some chair, and then he went. And then afterwards, again, next day they came and they saw that he was there, but he had become too weak, and they were chastising him, they were fighting with him. So like these things, we can see that how just a small attachment, what is the value of this few lakhs of rupees compared to what wealth we may achieve by serving the great personalities. It is nothing. But still, it is explained that pauper is proud of his own penny. He has one penny, he is very proud that I have a penny. One, he doesn't know it gives so much pain, but he's proud of that pain. And of course, our acharya has given so many stories to remove this illusion. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he gives many wonderful stories that how somebody is just attached to small, small things and not ready to listen to the message of the Supreme Lord. one example, one story, I don't know whether it is in Upadesha Upakhyan, but it is explained that there was one frog and he got 1 rupee or he thought that I have achieved everything. And he thought that I am the lord of this 1 rupee and now I can control everyone. I will give orders. No one can come through my way. And he sat on that 1 rupee. And he was thinking, I am the control. I have got to achieve this wealth. So then, one big elephant started coming on the way. So he ordered elephant, please move away from my path. I am the owner of this wealth. I order you. But what happened? You can understand that this is the plight of he became one with 1 rupee. So this is the plight. So here it is very important that we take this message. How we take it, it depends upon us. Sometimes the medicine is there, it's quite bitter. But if we want our disease to be cured, we'll take the medicine. If we want to get rid of this disease of this material world, we have to become submissive and understand, yes, I'm in disease condition and I need this heavy instructions to become free from all different types of material attachments, mental attachments. So there are a lot of things are there. And I'm unnecessarily holding on for so long. So many lifetimes I have been holding on. And now I have got this opportunity. Human form of life is the opportunity given. It's very rare, in fact, to get the human form of life after traveling through so many different species. One gets human form of life. And after achieving that, one should be eager to understand the message of the Lord. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam explains that when the soul is in the womb, it has not taken birth yet, it is praying to the Supreme Lord that please, when I come out, I will become your devotee. And please rescue me from this miserable condition. And by the force of time, it comes out. But again, this material world is so glamorous, he again becomes illusion, conditioned in this material world. Not knowing, he forgets that I was praying to the Supreme Lord. That is the illusion. And sometimes somebody may hear some instructions, or he can see that others are suffering, but still that awakening does not take place. That one starts thinking that, oh, as it is, he was old and he has to die. Or in Kali Yuga, we can see that these miseries are so blatantly seen that even young person gets heart attack. One doesn't think that, oh, this may happen to me. So many diseases. Cancer, another very recent hot news. It is so commonly seen nowadays. Previously, it was said that one out of six people may get cancer. But here we can see that His Holiness Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, before leaving, he told that Kali, sooner you will see that one out of three people will get cancer. And this is true, this is happening actually, because of so many pollutions, infrared pollutions, it is happening. And what is this cancer? It is explained. I was just trying to read the, try to get the meaning of the word cancer from the dictionary. And it is explained that a disease caused by an unwanted division of abnormal cells in a part of body, or harmful growth of or tumor resulting from such a division of cells. So our body is made up of different cells. Minutely, if you observe microscopically, then it is a combination of so many cells, and these cells divide and then they grow, and in this way growth takes place. But if there are some abnormal cells are there in the body and they just start growing and they are not helpful to the body, they are just troublesome. They form like a tumor or thing. They are just there, sticking to the body, and in fact they are troubling the whole body. So, this way this cancer develops. The unnecessary cells to the healthy body. Similarly, we can see that material attachments are like cancer. So many attachments we just develop unnecessarily. And we start gathering the things. One thing, another thing keeps gathering. Unwanted things are gathered around. And we try to be happy in such situation. And if we go more minutely, then we can see that ultimately our body is also matter. And it is a dead matter, and which is grouped around the soul. Soul is a natural body, and around this natural spiritual body, this material body has been developed. This material body is not real. So this material body is like the cancer to the spirit soul. And we can see that there are different types of cancers. So somebody may be having American body, Russian, Indian body, but these are different types of cancers to the pure soul. In fact, Padma Purana explains that there are 84 lakh species of life. So we can understand that there are 84 lakhs different types of cancers. Because these bodies are not eternal. These bodies are temporary. Just temporarily this body has been created. Shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adishtayam manashtayam vishanupasevate. It is explained in Bhagavad Gita that the five senses, Kshotram chakshu sparshanam, the hearing organ, sparsham, the touching, taste, and rasanam, sense of touch, hand, ghranam evacha, the nose, nostril. These five, and the chakshu, the sense of sight. So these five senses, they are grouped around the mind. And in this way, one develops this material body. The spirit soul is completely pure. But when it comes in contact with this material world, it develops these six kinds of senses. And here, Jada Bharat is explaining that these six senses are six very powerful plunderers. Because if the senses are not controlled, then they can misguide the spirit soul. And it is not easy to control the senses, because there is always attraction between senses and sense objects. And especially in Kali Yuga, the material propaganda is so much going on. Enjoy your senses to the maximum. But it is ultimately the same happiness one may get. But the same thing is shown in a different way. And one thing is that, okay, I couldn't achieve happiness in that way, so maybe they are saying that you try this and you may get happiness. But again, ultimately, it is the same thing. Once His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu was very analytically trying to explain what is the nature of this happiness, going to the atomic levels. So the sense of touch means what is that? It is just atoms are interacting with atom. Some there's a lot of analysis he had given once in Bhagavatam class. So if you analyze in this way, then it is just interaction of atoms. But one feels some kind of pleasure actually, that yes, there is some pleasure. But if someone is intelligent enough, he will understand that, oh, this pleasure is also not real. It is temporary. Srila Prabhupada at one point explains that we are not these material bodies, we are eternal spirit souls. And spirit soul is eternal. So how can the eternal soul be happy or be satisfied with temporary happiness? If the soul is trying to derive some happiness, he can't be satisfied with temporary happiness. He has to get eternal happiness. Then only the soul will be satisfied. And what is that eternal happiness? That one has to search out. That is not on the material platform. Because anything material we see is temporary. So the happiness or whatever happiness is coming from this matter is also temporary. The whole material cosmic manifestation is temporary. So how can one get eternal happiness in this material world? It is not possible. The eternal spirit soul can be satisfied only if he gets eternal happiness. This is quite logical, isn't it? And that happiness is not on the sensual platform or mental platform or intellectual platform, but that happiness is on the spiritual platform. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is not an material sound vibration. It is transcendental sound vibration. And when somebody starts chanting the Maha Mantra, he immediately is elevated, transcending all mental, sensual and intellectual platform. He goes to the transcendental platform, spiritual platform. And there he finds happiness, the real happiness. So therefore, one has to understand that I am trying to derive some happiness with these senses which are wandering in so many directions, and if the senses are not controlled, then they will steal away the wealth which I am having. And here Jada Bharat is giving this kind of figurative story just to bring to the point that what is his condition, what is the condition of King Rahugan. He is not directly telling so much, but he is now telling. Of course, he touched upon something in the previous chapter, just like Narad Muni also. When he saw that King Prachini Bharishad, he was too much attached to fruitive activities. He came to him and very nicely started explaining this story. Story of King Puranjan. And in this way, he slowly absorbed his mind. That is, there was one king, Puranjan. He had one friend, Avigyat. And he came to the city of Nine Gates. And in this way, slowly he, because by the time he had become submissive, then he revealed to him that actually this king, Puranjan, is nothing but you. So, Srila Prabhupada explains this kind of technique. Entering like needle and coming out like plough. That the spiritual has to be very expert when giving such message. That he has to be very expert that he doesn't kill the patient. More often, Radha Gopinath Prabhu also explains that an operation is successful, but patient is dead. This should not happen. Preaching is like an operation we are performing. Open heart surgery. It's open. Everyone can see what is happening. So, when somebody is giving such kind of message, he has to be very expert. That he is not putting off people. That because otherwise, when somebody start hearing such heavy doses, he may think that it's for me, and then he may go into depression. Or but if one really wants to get cured, some medicine is required. And of course, like this cancer, one has to get cure of this cancer, then either somebody can perform surgery or chemotherapy, or somebody may have some leaves therapy nowadays, very common. So somehow or other, one should get cure of this cancer. And if somebody is intelligent, he will, just by hearing, he will understand, yes, I have to, these miseries are there so much, all around, and I will also not be spared in this material existence. So somebody can learn by hearing that this is a miserable place and I don't want to suffer again in this material world, and become sober very fast. That is a first class person. Srila Prabhupada explains that first class person is the one who learns by hearing. He doesn't have to experience that, let me try, what is this suffering. No, he just learns by hearing. It is told that you will suffer if you do this. Then one learns that. Second class is that he has to get experience. Oh, let me just try and see. And third class is that even after experiencing, he doesn't learn the lesson. So here Srimad Bhagavatam is giving these instructions. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Paramahansa Sahita. It is for the Paramahansa devotees, topmost devotees. And instructions are given. And how? What is the situation in this material world? Because one may think that this verse is applicable to grihasthas, that they are surrounded by wife, children, and what is the suffering in this material world, household life. But another place, acharyas give different interpretations to such verses also. They explain that this conditioned soul is like the master, and if his intelligence is not controlled, or his intelligence is many branch, it is not focused on the ultimate purpose of life. What is the ultimate purpose of life? Srila Prabhupada explains, Nate vidu swartha gate me Vishnu. If the intelligence is not focused on the instructions of spiritual master, it is like unchaste wife. So one has to properly focus his intelligence to follow the instructions of his spiritual master. Vyavasayadmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandan. Whatever instructions are given by spiritual master, one should focus upon, again and again remind. Then his intelligence is the best friend. Similarly, the mind also. If the mind is not controlled, Lord Krishna also explains, then the mind is the worst enemy. Senses, similarly. Otherwise, they will plunder the wealth, what he is supposed to get. And the time will be spent. What is happening, that we have got limited time. The life is quite limited, especially in Kali Yuga. It is very short. And every moment, our life is reducing. Moment by moment, it's reducing. And we don't know when that final point will come. And still, under illusion, conditioned souls thinks that, let me plan something more. He keeps planning a lot of things. Srila Prabhupada also explains various places in Srimad Bhagavatam that there was one planning commissioner. He was going to some urgent meeting and he died in between. He was a planning commissioner. But the cruel death does not spare anyone. When the death comes, it doesn't see that whether he's a rich man or a poor man, Indian, American, doesn't see these things. So therefore, one has to awaken to the ultimate reality in this human form of life. Human form of life gives an opportunity to come to the highest level, to purify the consciousness and come to Krishna consciousness. That is the highest platform. And this human form of life is given to achieve that. And if somebody can take the message and follow in his life, then his life will be successful. Whether he is a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, it doesn't matter. Because what is Lord Chaitanya's movement? What is the consciousness Lord Chaitanya wants to develop? What is the constitutional position of the living entity? He explains that Naham Vipra Nachanarapati, Naham Varni Nachagrahapati, Namanasyatirva, Kintu Prodhan Nikala Paramananda Puranamrutabdhar, Gopi Bharaturpad Vikamle Urdas Dasandas. He explains that I am not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, but who am I? I am the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. So that consciousness or that attitude one has to develop. Then one will be rightly situated. Otherwise, all other things, they keep gathering around a spirit soul, like cancer, like anarthas, they keep gathering. One thinks that I am so and so now, although I am spirit soul, but still I have this position and that position and keeps planning things. But therefore we have to remind ourselves again and again that what is my situation? I am very insignificant. 1/10,000 tip of the hair. It has no value, comparison to the whole cosmic manifestation, all spiritual manifestation. It has no value, one sense. But still, somehow the Lord has given that mercy to us. He has given this path by which we can come to this highest understanding. That is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That although we are suffering so much in this material world, but somehow or other He has sent His special representatives, liberated souls, who can help us to come out of this dense forest of material existence. Every morning we sing, Sansar Dava Nala Nida Loka, Tranaya Karuna Ghana Ghanatma. That's this whole material world is like the big forest. And all are in this forest, and the forest sometimes the fire blazes. And when the fire blazes all around, people suffer. And only the torrents of rain can save people suffering there. So therefore, this material world is like the dense forest in which we are suffering. We think that we are enjoying, but we are actually suffering. And mercy of the spiritual master is like the torrents of rain, his instructions. If we take the instructions of spiritual master and follow in our lives, then we will be saved from this great fire of material existence. And here Srila Prabhupada explains that how the conditioned soul, he works so hard to earn money, but he doesn't know what is his real self-interest. And instead of spending money for advancing in Krishna consciousness movement, he spends money for clubs, brothels, liquor and so many things. And because of these sinful activities, he has to transmigrate again and again suffer in this material world. So therefore, this message given by King Rahugana, in fact, he, in the previous chapter I was just reading, he has given such wonderful instructions and his understanding is so deep that even he can defeat today's scientist. Because in the previous verse, previous chapter, he was explaining that ultimately the whole material world is made up of atoms, and it is not that the universe is coming from the atoms. Modern scientists, they feel that there was some big bang in the beginning and everything manifested suddenly. But Jada Bharat, although he appeared to be externally a foolish person, he has proven himself to be most intelligent person. So therefore, he is giving these wonderful instructions. And of course, in future verses, he is becoming more and more straightforward. So maybe we should be ready tomorrow to hear some more strong instructions. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Radha Gopinath Prabhu, going through. Shravananda. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai. Shila Prabhupada ki chai.